Picture yourself driving while texting, adjusting the radio, and eating lunch. Suddenly, traffic stops ahead. This scenario captures the central deception explored in The Myth of Multitasking. What we proudly call multitasking is actually switch tasking, rapidly shifting attention between activities without fully focusing on any single one. Research shows heavy multitaskers are actually less productive than those who focus on one task at a time. True multitasking would mean performing two cognitively demanding tasks simultaneously with full attention, something our brains simply cannot do. Each mental switch requires our brains to reorient, recall context, and rebuild momentum. It's like constantly hitting a mental reset button throughout your day, creating significant friction with each transition. The real danger? Multitasking creates an illusion of productivity. We feel busy and engaged while switching between tasks with a false sense of accomplishment. However, studies show this type of task switching reduces productivity by up to 40% and can temporarily lower IQ by 15 points. Even brief interruptions, like checking a text while working, can double your error rate. The productivity cost of switch tasking is staggering. Workers lose about 28% of their workday to interruptions, with executives losing nearly 50%, almost 11 hours weekly, or one full work week monthly. Beyond efficiency, error rates increase by up to 50% when switching tasks frequently. Our memory suffers as information fails to transfer to long-term storage. Constant context switching triggers stress responses that persist hours after work ends. Relationships deteriorate when we give partial attention. Checking devices during meetings or conversations signals that what's on screen might be more valuable than the person present. Even a phone's mere presence on a table reduces perceived interaction quality and empathy. The irony? Those who claim to be good at multitasking actually score 15 to 20% lower on performance tests, their confidence masking their inefficiency. Multitasking originated in computing, where processors switch between programs to create the illusion of simultaneous operation. In the 1990s, this term was misapplied to human behavior amid workplace productivity pressures. Even computers don't truly perform tasks simultaneously. They interrupt one program to run another. Humans operate similarly, but with significant disadvantages. Computers switch processes in microseconds with perfect accuracy, while human transitions are slower, messier, and carry cognitive penalties lasting 15 to 23 minutes after each switch. Unlike computers, we experience attention residue and emotional costs when switching. Backtasking is productive, doing multiple things when only one requires attention, like printing documents while working, jogging while listening to music, or running laundry while reading. These activities don't compete for cognitive resources. However, many activities we think we can combine actually demand the same mental bandwidth. Talking while driving creates risks comparable to driving under the influence. Studies show even hands-free phone conversations impair driving because they compete for the cognitive resources needed for safe navigation. Our brains are designed for focused attention, not constant switching. Each interruption costs mental energy, time, and quality, with complex tasks incurring higher switching costs. A simple exercise reveals switch tasking's true cost. Write, "Multitasking is worse than a lie," followed by numbers 127 sequentially. Most complete this in about 30 seconds, with clear handwriting and few errors. Then try alternating, one letter, then one number. This typically takes more than twice as long, with significantly deteriorated quality, messy writing, irregular spacing, and errors. Most people feel frustrated and mentally exhausted. This demonstration reveals three key costs. 1. Time. Switch tasking requires more than double the time. 2. Quality. Work product suffers with more errors. 3. Stress. Mental effort increases substantially, causing frustration. Results are consistent across industries, cultures, and age groups. even self-proclaimed excellent multitaskers show similar performance degradation. The human brain simply isn't wired to rapidly switch contexts without penalties. Beyond efficiency, switch tasking damages relationships. Partial attention makes people feel unimportant and unvalued. This pattern often becomes constant, being physically present while mentally elsewhere. Humans perceive attention acutely. We detect when someone isn't truly present through subtle cues. Over time, this erodes trust and connection. A key organizational problem driving multitasking boils down to one word: when. When employees don't know when they'll next have access to leaders, they interrupt constantly once they get attention. This uncertainty creates impatiencies, issues that aren't emergencies but feel urgent due to access anxiety. Two solutions break this cycle. 1. Set recurring meetings with key team members. 2. Establish clear open door hours. Recurring meetings create predictable access points. When employees know they'll have undivided attention at specific times, they save non-urgent matters rather than interrupting. Meeting frequency should match interruption patterns, daily for frequent interrupters, weekly for others. For those without recurring meetings, clear open for business hours establish when leaders are available for drop-ins. Like retail stores posting hours, this reduces uncertainty stress. These practices transform organizations from constant interruptions to focused blocks for both deep work and meaningful interactions, resulting in better decisions, improved follow-through, and reduced stress. The most powerful realization about multitasking comes from confronting a simple truth. There are only 168 hours in a week, regardless of how efficiently we try to use them. When estimating time spent while multitasking, our totals often exceed available hours. This impossible math exposes the fundamental flaw. We mentally double count time, assuming we can be fully present for family while thinking about work or focused on projects while handling emails. The reality is stark. There is only one timeline. There is only one you. No amount of switch tasking creates more hours or allows you to be in two places simultaneously. This insight shifts our focus from trying to do more things simultaneously to making conscious choices about allocating our limited time, defining clear boundaries between activities, being fully present, and saying no to what doesn't fit within our 168 hours. This transforms our approach from pursuing efficiency to prioritizing effectiveness, making better decisions about which activities truly deserve our time. Lasting change requires addressing both personal systems and organizational culture. A company's culture reflects its leaders' habits. Leadership switch tasking creates stress throughout the organization. The transformation begins personally, by building systems that manage email, calendar, and workspace to prevent interruptions. Leaders influence the entire organization. When they truly listen and give full attention, projects improve and customers feel valued. This ripple effect from personal habits to organizational culture demonstrates that meaningful productivity comes not from working harder, but from fundamentally changing how we manage attention and time. The path forward includes recognizing multitasking as a lie, understanding your true weekly time usage, creating realistic schedules, establishing personal store hours for availability, and giving people your full attention. These strategies aren't about working more hours, but reclaiming the ones you already have. By eliminating the productivity tax of constant switching, you accomplish more while working less, creating a more present, intentional life focused on what truly matters.